Our guest in the cafe this morning is Milton Babb with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Milton, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark, and to all of your listeners.
Milton, joining us on the Blacklands Cafe party line this morning. And Milton, I'm guessing that this week has been and will be a pretty busy week for you.
Well, this is where we say all the trains are coming into the station at the same time.
Right.
Because we have, I just added it up as a matter of fact, we have expanded Rally Around Greenville to have three entertainment stages this year. And between Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm going to have 32 bands on those stages throughout the weekend.
And of course, we're talking about Rally Around Greenville, which Milton just mentioned, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Greenville. How much has that grown then over the past few years?
Well, there's many ways I can compare it. I can tell you attendance-wise, we've gone from a couple of hundred, 300 or 400 people to 8,000 to 10,000 in attendance. The first year they did Rally, it had a total budget of $600. And this year we will have a better than $52,000 festival we're putting on for the public, and it's free to the public to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's remained the same, but it has just grown in scale and popularity, so we're quite excited about that.
Did it start out as a music event of the magnitude that it is now?
No, that was something that evolved. It started out, the Cotton Patch Classic bicycle ride has actually contacted us about building a festival to coincide with their bicycle race and competition so that the people who came in for that would spend the night and stay and bring their families. And so we've built it around that, and it's still a part. They still have the bicycle ride on Saturday. But the music has just sort of taken on a life of its own. Each step we've taken has led us to a bigger step. And so we're extremely excited to be bringing this kind of entertainment to Greenville this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it starts off Friday night. You have the Emerald City Band. That's kind of a street dance.
This has become, yeah, our signature kickoff event is the street dance with Emerald City Band, a party band. Everybody loves them. Everybody has a good time. And it's become our one constant. You know, on Saturday and Sunday, we have a different mix of bands every year. But Emerald City Band is a recurring fun time for everybody.
And then you have some very major regional performers, the Reverend Horton Heat and James McMurtry coming in.
Yeah, people are terribly excited about both of those. They're different. You know, the Reverend Horton Heat is a rockabilly. He's been around quite a while. They do original numbers, but James McMurtry is a very noted songwriter. And he has a different kind of a stage presence. You might say the Reverend Horton Heat is mostly
crazy man.
Kind of a crazy man. Fun, kind of humorous.
Right.
McMurtry has a pretty serious side if you've listened to some of his music.
Well, he is the son of Larry McMurtry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he brings, you know, a little heft to our stage for sure.
Right.
And Matt the Cat Trio, a lot of people may not have heard of Matt the Cat Trio. They have heard of 1100 Springs, though, which is a different incarnation of the same group of people. And in the trio form, though, they also do a little bit of a rockabilly. So we got a little bit of a theme going on there. The O's, this is a two-man band that you can't not believe it's two guys up there. They're really awesome. Southern Backtones is coming up from Houston. They've got a whole different kind of a vibe. So whatever your musical taste, you're going to find something really exciting. And we haven't even talked about Sunday yet.
And what's on Sunday?
Well, Sunday, now this has created some of our greatest excitement of the entire thing. Jack Russell's Great White. This is the 1980s hair band.
Oh, yeah.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy. And all. You know, this is, people are kind of going crazy about this because it's a big band. They used to play Reunion Arena and the big stadium concerts. And people kind of hard to believe they're going to be right here in downtown Greenville for a free show on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday at 4 o'clock. People don't want to miss that, and we have a number of bands, obviously, that will be coming on before them to lead up to it.
Right. We're talking with Milton Babb, who's with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Milton, moving past, looking past, I guess, if we can, the Rally Around Greenville event this weekend. It sounds like that's going to be pretty remarkable.
I want to mention, throw in one more thing
please
before
do.
We completely leave it, which is our car show.
Right.
From time to time, we've had a display of a few cars, but we have a major car show connected with this, and I think people are going to be surprised to see the variety of cars. You can come and enter and win a prize. If you got a car club, we're giving a $500 prize for biggest participation, so come on out and see the classic cars, too.
What kind of cars?
Classic cars.
So all
hot rods. even rat rods, we got them all.
Got it. So we don't have much time. We'll probably visit again about this pretty soon. But another thing that's exciting in downtown Greenville is that Texan renovation project. The restoration of the old Texan Theater is just about complete, and you're going to be involved in one of the early the first events.
Well, yes, I'm very thrilled to have been invited to be in the cast of The Odd Couple. And I'm one of the poker player buddies, you know, of Oscar Madison.
Right.
And so I think this is going to be quite a fun thing, and the idea that we're bringing live entertainment to a spot there that many knew as the Texan, and a generation before that knew as the King Opera House. And this is the first really live entertainment there in probably 75 or 80 years.
So we'll be talking more about that. Milton, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Oh, thank you, John Mark.
All right, Milton Babb with the Chamber of Commerce in Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.